This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The football playoffs squeezed into one small cup.
Setbacks pave the way for comebacks.
Track the playoffs now. This is 7 in Heaven.
You know, he's right about that. There's really no much further you can go down with. You have to get no place else to go but up. Even though Deshaun Watson is getting compared to Jamarcus Russell now. Got that going for us.
Mark Bulger, I saw, was one of them.
All right. Boy, we're bringing out some historic names. So you want to do this differently from here on out?
Well,
it's okay.
It did. We got into a huge dust-up before the show about this because I think a power ranking would be better at this stage. Because if we're just predicting, we just get mad at each other for the predictions. And then it's stupid because we don't know who's going to be healthy. We don't know what's going to happen. And then we just sit there and we look at the schedules to try to be predictive. I think it almost needs to be a power ranking so we can talk about which teams are hitting their stride or which teams we believe in or don't believe in.
I mean, we're 1-5. What the hell? Yeah, you want to change the rules?
We can revisit next year.
Oh, I'm serious. We might as well do a power ranking because I'm not interested in them making the play. They're not making the playoffs now. So before, when they were in the 7 in Heaven, it's like, okay, where are they going to finish? Like, that was fun. This isn't fun. So yeah, you want to switch it up? Switch it up. Owen, is that okay with you?
I'll do anything at this point.
Yeah.
Well, no, I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. Just because I said it doesn't mean it's the right thing in this case.
Power ranking the whole AFC.
Let's do one more.
No,
can we do one more classic?
Well, they're not in the power rankings either.
Let's do one more classic 7 in Heaven.
Don't do it.
Okay. Let's do one more classic 7 in Heaven, and then we'll decide during the week whether or not after this Sunday's huge embarrassing failure, we'll see whether or not we want to do a power ranking on Tuesday. Okay? So go ahead. You want to go first?
Yes.
Probably pick the same exact one you did last week. I'm pretty close to mine, I gotta tell you. Go ahead.
All right, KC number one. Number two, we go to the Baltimore Ravens, who I was actually considering giving them the top spot. That's how good they are getting, and I think their defense is only going to continue to get better. It's something about Baltimore. No matter who their defensive coordinator is, no matter who the players are, there's just an element of coaching over there that those players, they wear that uniform and they clamp down defensively. Number three, Houston Texans, and they are really good. So those top three, I think, are a cut above the rest. And then I go with the Buffalo Bills, who won last night. I didn't think they looked great. I had forgotten, by the way, that Salah got fired. I tuned into that game. I kind of had both going. I had one on the tablet, one on the big screen.
I didn't watch any of that game.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. They have a new head coach. I've never heard of.
Yeah, I saw the Albrecht. I saw the Hail Mary by Aaron Rodgers at the end of the first half, and that was about it. That's all I saw.
All right, moving on to the wild card selections. I am going with the Pittsburgh Steelers, followed by the Chargers, followed by Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati,
which would leave the Browns as the only team in the division to miss the playoffs.
Tony, you have the exact same 7 heavy you did last week. It sounded different, but you had the exact same one. I'm very close to the exact same one. Here we go, 1-7. Number 1, Kansas City. Number 2, Houston. Number 3, Baltimore. Number 4, Buffalo. That has not changed from last week. Last change I had in the top 4 was week 4. Number 5, still the LA Chargers, 3rd straight week. 5th straight week, I have the LA Chargers. 6th straight week, I have the LA Chargers on the 5th seed. They're going to line up. They're going to run their way into the playoffs. Number 6. Well, unless he picks Russell Wilson today, I think it's got to be Pittsburgh. I'm going to put Pittsburgh at 6.
Does it matter who their quarterback is?
I don't know. George Pickens does everything he can, but you know they run into teams that are just more organized then. The Raiders are a mess. They have no leadership. Antonio Pierce, I watched that game. God. it's just as bad as it gets. I don't know. Like, they draft every knucklehead they can at the wide receiver position, Pittsburgh can, and they never really let it affect them. Meanwhile, Las Vegas can't get out of their own way. But you know what? We got our own problems here. Number seven. I put the Jets last week, and I put the Jets the week before. I had them at number seven, and I had the Jets at number six last week. The Jets are just... it's so bad. I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Go for it.
Right now, I got to say the Colts.
Wow.
Of course, I don't have much. I don't have much faith in that, because when does Joe turn into a pumpkin? You know what I mean? Like, when's Joe gonna start to come back down to earth a little bit? Because he was starting to come back down to earth with us.
Sure. I think it's, well, part of it is just playing with a lead versus not playing with a lead. I mean, a desperate Joe Flacco, that's the guy that turns into a pumpkin, right?
Yeah. Their schedule is actually pretty difficult. Well, they have Miami coming up on Sunday. Eventually, they say they're going to get Tua back this year. Then they're at Houston, at Minnesota. Those are two toughies in a row. Then they are home against Buffalo. That's another toughie. Then the Jets, then Detroit, then New England, Denver, Tennessee, the Giants and Jags. It ends kind of nice for them over the last 3 weeks. We'll see what Denver is. But you got some real big tasks to go with there with the Colts. So I guess I'll put the Colts there. That's seven in heaven. Boy, I'm starting to feel the way you're feeling. Like, yeah, you know what? Maybe we should just do the power ranking there. Maybe we should. That might be more interesting there. Because this, it's just no fun. I mean, you're not wrong with what you said about Stefanski on Sunday and that play and what's going on. And I mean this sincerely. Like, there seems to be some people on that defense that are not starting to, that have really been getting a little bit tired here. And I'm not going to reveal anything, but you hear things, and there's definitely some guys going, you know, we can't go out there and we can't score everything. We can't go create every single turnover. Like, you guys have to have something on offense. And they look exactly who leads that offense.
I mean, it's so bad. They got to put Myles Garrett on special teams to try to block kicks.
Well, he was on special teams last year.
I know, but it's just you have to rely on these guys to also pick it up on special teams, too, to try to win the game.
And so that's why I say, like, for the people who get in our mentions every day, start ripping Stefanski, start ripping Stefanski, start ripping Stefanski, 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 Stefanski. You'll get what you want. Because if this continues, if this really continues, you'll get your wish. He'll go, too. Because you won't be able to run this back. You can't get rid of all these players here over the next 3 weeks. You can't do that. Some of the guys you're going to want to bring back, and you might just need an entire change of culture. So you might wash your entire hands of the whole thing and say, all right, that's enough of Stefanski, that's enough of Deshaun Watson at the end of the year. And for all we know, that might be enough of Barry. Because all these picks are just turning into not very much fun here. And again, you brought up the Cedric Tillman play, and I'm thinking, who took him? Who couldn't run a right route last year? Shows up in the preseason that I can't get him to do anything during the regular season? It's always what could have been with some of these guys. It's like you can't just take a good, solid player. And I'm thinking, well, he hasn't had a chance to take a guy in the first round. Well, has he not had a chance to take a guy in the first round? Because there's other wide receivers who end up being little, solid, nice picks that are third round on with teams. We can't really find that. We had one solid year of Donovan Peoples-Jones. Solid, nice season. One. He was a six-round pick. And for a while, that covered for what his deficits are at the wide receiver position. You can't cover for this anymore. This is bad. And so if Deshaun Watson were to work, it was like, okay, he'll get one more year where he can draft a wide receiver in the first round, even though the offensive tackle would have been a big one. Now we're thinking a little bit different, because now you got to sell tickets next year. And even if you have Deshaun Watson there, you got to have somebody that they can have hope in. But I do think that this weekend could end up being his Waterloo for all we know, because they'll trot Nick out there before the game starts. And I know we got to get back to Guardians, and I know you want to get back to there. They'll trot Nick out before the game starts, and people will cheer, and then they'll kick off. It's that old wrestling adage. Yeah, it all worked out well. And then the bell rang. Yep, and then they're going to kick off, and we'll see what happens after that.
All right, can I ask a highly speculative question?
Please do.
I'm not trying to start anything, but this is where your mind starts to drift to when stuff really goes south, when things really go awry, and you start questioning everything. Because I'm in the question everything mode right now.
Yeah.
Even my strongly held beliefs and convictions about this team. Things like Stefanski.
Yes.
I am now questioning. I'm trying to keep an open mind on everything because this is rock bottom. They're arguably the worst team in the NFL. Ken, in the NFL, do organizations sometimes tell the coach that they got to play certain players?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Yes.
Is that a healthy setup?
Usually no.
Probably not.
Usually it's the beginning of a story where things went bad.
Is there any chance the Browns organization was telling Kevin Stefanski they had to get Tillman reps? And Kevin's like, you want reps? Okay. Third and one. Here you go.
That's what losing does.
Because what in the world?
That's what losing
does. I don't mean
does.
To come back and harp on that.
That's what losing does.
I just
does
can't
right
get
there.
Over. I cannot get over. And I know this
that's
sounds
what
ridiculous.
Losing a month of football games does.
This
to you.
Is a smart organization and a smart head coach, and they just did one of the dumbest things I've seen a Browns team do in a long time.
I don't know. Is it? Is it?
That really was.
Is it? I mean, we sit there and we claim how we're the smartest front office in the history of man, and we have what, two playoff appearances and one win, and we can't draft a wide receiver to save our lives. How is that possible? Wide receiver have all the metrics there, and we can't draft one to save our lives. And really, we can't even trade for one to save our lives. How is that possible? How long has Paul DeBodesta been here? Look at the wide receivers they've drafted while Paul DeBodesta has been here. You'll get sick. You will be sick at the amount of wide receivers. Like, that should be a value position. I just got done saying, hey, there's solid wide receivers taken mid-round, even later round, and even you had one of those seasons. You even had one of those seasons. So I even go above Andrew Berry. Of course, when things are bad, you can never really hold Paul DeBodesta at anything because you don't really know exactly what he does. He only comes around when things are good. He's 2,300 miles away. If he's 23,000 miles away, that'd be something. He's 2,300 miles away. So I don't know what the hell the guy's doing for us. Do you know? Okay. I don't know what strategy we're officiating, but we got to figure out something here. All right, that's enough of that.